Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict today journeyed across Rome to speak at the opening of a three-day summit organized by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization aimed at tackling hunger around the world. Linda Bordoni has this report.
Pope Benedict XVI on Monday raised his voice in sorrow, concern, and condemnation against widespread world hunger.
Les statistiques témoignent de la croissance dramatique du nombre de ceux qui souffrent de la faim.
Statistics bear witness, the Pope said, to the dramatic growth in the number of people suffering from hunger. This is made worse, he continued, by the current economic and financial crisis. But, he pointed out, it is a known fact that the world has enough food for all its inhabitants.
Tout cela survient alors que se confirme le fait que la terre est en mesure de nourrir tous ses habitants.
So hunger, Pope Benedict said, is not so much dependent on lack of material things as on shortage of social resources. What is missing, he explained, is a network of economic institutions capable of guaranteeing regular access to sufficient food and water for all.
Le problème de l'insécurité alimentaire doit être affronté dans une perspective à long terme.
The Pope raised the alarm against an increasingly widespread tendency to view hunger as structural, as an integral part of the socio-political situation of the weakest countries, a matter, he highlighted, of resigned regret, if not downright indifference.
Il n'en est pas ainsi. Il ne doit pas en être ainsi.
But with force, he told those present, it is not so, and it must never be so. And he made a heartfelt appeal to redefine the concepts and principles that have so far governed international relations. In order to fight and to conquer hunger, the Pope said, it is necessary to direct the attention and the consequent conduct of states towards the needs of the poorest. He spoke of opulence and waste as opposed to hunger, which he described as the most cruel and concrete sign of poverty. And he reiterated the Catholic Church's continuing efforts to defeat hunger and its committed support for actions of solidarity. Solidarity, he said, which is based on the acknowledgement of the transcendental worth of every man and woman. The first step, he said, towards the conversion of heart that underpins the commitment to eradicate deprivation, hunger and poverty in all their forms. I'm Linda Bordoni.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.